Hello.
Hey Colby, how are you? Sheldon Benjamin here.
Hey. Hey, Sheldon.
I'm so sorry, man. It's been quite some time, and I have just been massively caught up. And we have had to reschedule so many times. I'm so sorry for that.
It's okay.
Is this a good time? Are you available?
Yeah, I can be available.
Okay. So I assume, I think David was having a hard time hearing you at that time, which is why he asked me that he couldn't manage, and I'll actually be taking this call. So, let's talk about, and I don't really have a lot of time, so I'm just going to get down to business, okay?
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
Perfect. We need to talk about your first year in university, and it talks about during your university years how your life was spent being homeless. Because if I recall correctly, you said you had to bounce from house to house during your first university year, right?
Yeah, so my first semester, I was living in the auditorium. Like I would break into the auditorium, leave early in the morning, and go to my car and go to sleep.
Can I stop you there for
And
just
then
a
I
moment?
thought,
Can I stop you there for just a moment?
yeah.
Let's start. Let's do this chronologically. So first of all, I would like to know how you got into university. What's the story of you getting into university? What did you apply for? What is your major?
My major was chemistry.
And how did you go about getting into
So I got in by, because I did really well at the previous school, academically, and I was offered a scholarship to go to Prairie View, which is why I chose that school.
And because around the time where you were talking about in the last chapter, you had a home at that time. You weren't homeless. So how did you come about becoming homeless?
Because I went from, like, I never really had my own place. I was still staying, like, I was staying with Lynn, and I was staying with my mom. And then I was usually staying with somebody. And then when I went to university, you know, I wasn't with Lynn anymore. I wasn't really trying to go back and forth every day because I couldn't afford the gas money. And so it was so much easier to stay in Prairie View Monday through Friday.
I see. How did you go? Like, how did you then afford
still,
college? Did you get a student loan or?
I had some federal loans. I had a scholarship, and I had a grant, the FAFSA grant.
Oh, so you had everything going on at that time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And how much did you, like, have a part-time job that you had, like, you were going for?
Not at first.
Uh-huh.
Not at first. I wasn't working when I very first got there. I maybe started working like a month later, where I met this guy who asked me one day, like, where are you staying at? And I was like, I just stay where I can. I used to go to, you know, explain my story. Like, I used to go to the auditorium, student government office, and then I go to my car. And he was like, he's like, you don't have to do that anymore. He's like, you can stay with me if you want to. And I was like, are you serious? And he's like, yeah, you can come stay with me. He said, it's really okay. He said, you ain't got to do all that extra. I was like, all right, cool. So I ended up staying with him for a semester.
Okay. So let's talk about your first day. Let's talk about the first day you went to university. How was it? What happened? What was your feeling? And what the emotions that you were going through starting university?
The my first day, I was excited, and then I found out that the money wasn't deposited the right way because nobody showed me how to accept the money. Because at the other college, you just get it. They just give it to you. But here, you have to go in and accept it. And I never knew that. And so once I went in, accept the money and everything, it took like 3 more weeks for the money to come in.
Mm-hmm.
But that part about my day, that was probably like the hardest thing because I was like, well, you know, in my head, I was like, okay, where am I going to stay? Where am I going to where am I going to sleep? Where am I going to shower? And I could go back home, but I didn't want to go back home because I didn't have the money, and for me, that just wasn't an option.
So I
told myself, I was like, no matter what, I'm gonna stay here. Monday through Friday, the little money that I do have, I balance it out for food every week. Really just stretching and budgeting my money just to even eat like once a day, maybe twice a day.
Uh-huh. So what happened next, Lob? We're talking about your first year of university. So that's the first day. Did anything eventful happen during that time? Let's talk about your initial days being homeless. What did you do aside from living in your car? How did you survive? How did you care for food situation?
I would have a little bit of money every once in a while. And I stretch my money out. Throughout the week, like I would plan my meals out to where like pretty much everything that I bought was under $7.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would eat maybe once or twice a day sometimes. And so like that, and that next semester, the guy that was letting me live with him, he up and left.
Mm-hmm.
Like one day he just up and moved out of the place, and
mm-hmm.
I was kind of back at square one, but I still had a key to the place, and so I would still like go there every night,
mm-hmm.
and sleep in there. Like I would at a certain time I would go there like maybe like 7 o'clock at night and put my stuff in there, and then early in the morning, maybe like around 5-6 o'clock in the morning, I would get all my stuff and leave out and rinse, wash, and repeat every day until until the end of the semester.
Okay.
And I even had a friend that kind of got the situation. He came and actually stayed with me at that apartment after I explained how everything worked.
I see. So who was the gentleman who gave you that book? When was that? Was it in year one, or did you spend entire year one being homeless?
That was still like homeless. Like I was like going into different places, and I had a place once or twice at the very end, but for the most part, I did not have a place to stay. And then for that semester, that was just from I stayed with the guy the first semester, and then he left the second semester, and I was just going in at that apartment.
Okay, I see. So that didn't
idea.
Happen in the first and second semester, right? That happened after that, right?
It was the first and second semester.
Okay, that happened in the first and second semester. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
let's talk about a bit, chronologically speaking, were there any highlights aside from that during your first and second semester?
During that time?
Maybe some sporting events?
No, not really.
All right, some people you met who were very interesting, some party you went to?
Not really, honestly.
Because again, we're trying to.
I didn't really party like that because I wanted to, like, my mission was to go in school and finish. Like, I would.
And study.
I would ask people, like, hey, and I'd be like, hey, y'all want to study? And they'd be like, no, we're going to this party. And I'm like, it's Tuesday. Where are you going to party at? And not knowing it was college, they'd throw parties every day. Me personally, I just had a different mindset. I was really aiming to finish school, get in and get out. I mean, I would have to, like, when I was working, I would take food from up there so that I can make sure I would, eat, and it was like, I had pots and pans and stuff. I'd come home and cook.
I see. During your time being homeless, was there any unique situation that you would like to describe? Because I'm trying to extract information to make an entire chapter. If you don't have a lot to go ahead with, you won't be able to make a chapter. So I'm trying to see if there's anything that we can use to make, a part of the story.
In 2015, my third semester, that was the semester that I believe we ended up trying to go to Vegas, and I ended up, going to jail for a night because my friend, he had all this stuff on him.
I see.
And we was in jail in Arizona, kind of just take a break from school, from everything. And so we were taking a road trip to Vegas.
Road trip to Vegas was year two, right? That's in third or fourth semester because it's written down on the the outline. That's that's year two. We're talking year one right now, strictly year one.
I think year one. Right?
Any family event or something happened in your personal life?
Nothing in year one like that. Most of everything happened in year two.
Okay, so how about this? We'll make year one a small chapter. We'll make year one a small chapter.
Okay.
Okay. Then we'll elaborate a lot. We'll make year two, since you're saying a lot happened in year two, we'll make a big chapter for year two. That make sense?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, perfect. So is there anything else you'd like to add for year one, or are we good to go?
Okay.
We're good to go?
Yes. Yep.
Perfect.
Yes,
so I'm going to send this recording to our writer, and she'll work on it, and then we'll get back to you by next week, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Aside from that, Colby, have you...
All right, good. All right. Have a good one.
You too. Take care. Bye.